This is Mandy.
And this is Leanne.
And you're listening to Two Blonde Sleuths. This is episode 37, I hope. We're recording remotely, so I hope you can hear Leanne.
Hello.
All right, so guess what case we're talking about today? The Murdaugh case.
Of course.
And this is not obviously one you don't know, Lee. Unless you've been living under a rock, this insane case and story.
And so much all the time. So much new. Every day, something else.
So much. We did this case, actually, or we did the story back in January of 2022. It was our 7th episode. Oh, and this is our 37th episode.
What?
So we've done 30 episodes in some Mystery Mondays since then.
Yes.
I know. This is actually, yeah, our 41st episode, but that's because we did the Mystery Mondays. So much has happened since we did that episode.
And it was just like, what, we don't know what's happening. This is what we think happened.
Yes.
Like, I don't think we even knew then what happened on the side of the road with
you. Oh, no, I don't think that had happened at this time.
It happened, but we didn't. We were speculating what.
Yeah. If you can't get enough of this case, we are going to retell it and I've got it all written out, just dates, things like that. But of course, there's just so much that you could talk about. And this episode could be like in 5 parts, but we're not going to do that. So we're just going to go over everything that's happened and then talk about what's happened since then and how it sort of ended, even though things happen constantly. There is an ending to it, but new things I feel like are in the news every day.
Yeah.
And then we can talk about that. So I'm going to start with this case. If there's some one, you know, person out there that doesn't know about
the one lonely person on an island.
I know. And you and I, Leanne, talked about how we wanted to start it. And we decided that everything came crashing down with the boat crash. So that's how we're going to start this story. All
kind
right.
Kind of put the family in the spotlight.
For sure. Yeah. That's when everything started spiraling. So I'm going to tell you about this immediate Murdaugh family. Okay. There is a mom, Maggie Murdaugh, her husband, Alex Murdaugh, and their 2 sons, Buster and Paul. All right. They lived in South Carolina when all of this took place. Alec is a lawyer and is from a long line of lawyers and solicitors in his family. His firm is large and successful, especially for the small town that they live in. This whole thing took a turn for his family, and the spiral of secrets and lies started to unfold. On February 24th, 2019, Paul Murdaugh, who I believe at that time was maybe 19 or 20, bought alcohol using his brother Buster's ID. He took his girlfriend and 2 other couples on his family boat to a clam bake on the river in South Carolina. Paul, who was grossly intoxicated while driving the boat, hit the Archer's Creek Bridge in Beaufort, South Carolina, and one of the couples were thrown out of the boat. It was Anthony Cook and his 19-year-old girlfriend, Mallory Beach. Beach did not come back up from the water. This was 2 o'clock in the morning and 911 was called back Anthony, Mallory's boyfriend. And he was just like, the call, of course, we've all probably heard it and they played it and he's so upset and it's terrible.
You can hear everybody in the background yelling,
screaming for Mallory. It was so sad. And when they all get to the hospital, Connor and Paul's girlfriend, Morgan, they're injured pretty bad. I remember Morgan had to get surgery on her finger and Connor, I think, had to get like his jaw sewn back together.
Yeah,
and I think the other injuries weren't, you know, as bad. But Mallory's boyfriend, Anthony, he's so distraught at the scene, they can't even get him to go to the hospital. They can't get him to leave, which is so sad. So Paul's grandfather...
Paul was so super drunk, too.
Like, it was just gross. But Paul's grandfather and dad, Alec, came to the hospital and immediately started trying to do damage control. And Paul tells them that Connor was driving, which I think, you know, believe your kid. And Alec is trying to get into these kids' like hospital room and telling them not to talk to police, et cetera. And they're just trying to be treated for their injuries. And he's trying to just get all their stories in line, which at this time, I mean, in his defense, he may, like I said, have believed Connor was driving, but.
Yeah, he didn't.
Yeah. No. The truth finally comes out that Paul was the driver. So they searched for Mallory for a week. Until her body was finally found, which is so sad. And it took a few months, but on April 18th, 2019, which would have been Mallory Beach's 20th birthday, Paul Murdaugh is finally indicted for boating under the influence, causing death, and 2 counts of boating under the influence, causing bodily injuries. He He pleaded not guilty. He wasn't even treated like a criminal. He had his...
He wasn't even arrested.
He didn't. He never stepped foot into jail cell.
He had like a button down.
That's exactly what I wrote down.
It's like his spring picture. You know?
And he has a little smirk on his little face, too, in his mugshot. Yeah, he never stepped.
He came across as a little shit.
I know. Of course, Mallory's family filed a lawsuit against the family, the convenience store worker that sold them the alcohol, Buster, for the use of his ID as well. It was against him. And just the family in general for allowing this drinking, because I think the family might have been at the clam bake. So it's like they knew that he was doing this a lot, and they allowed it. So that's why
his girlfriend said that they let them drink or whatever, whenever they wanted. I mean, like there were no rules around that.
Yeah. And that's why he was involved in this. The family was involved in this lawsuit. And it wasn't just Paul. So just days before Paul was going to court for the pretrial, him and his mother, Maggie Murdaugh, who was 52 at the time, were shot and killed at their South Carolina home. No one knew who did this. I remember you and I discussing it.
And that's what he said.
Yeah, he's right.
My wife and they've been shot badly.
I know. And they said that, like, in the call, they record, 911 records when it's ringing. Yeah, and they said he didn't say anything, but I don't know, whatever. I don't know what I would do. I actually know what I'd do. I'd be screaming so loud, I couldn't even talk to the operator. So that's what I would do.
It just sounded so, like, his voice was, like, 100 octaves higher than it normally is.
Sounded so staged.
Shot badly.
Yes.
I can hear him playing over and over again in my head. It's just over deep sounding.
Yeah. And no one, of course, knew who did this. Was it a revenge killing from the boat crash? As what Alex was trying to say happened that night. He said Paul was getting threats and was trying to make them think it was a revenge. Which, when I first heard about it, I will say I actually thought that's what it was, too. And because, no one knew all the other things that were going to come out. And I think, obviously, that's when we found out about all this story. And after this happened, that's when, it hit the media. And it became not just South Carolina news, it became national news. So everyone knew and was learning all about this prominent South Carolina family. The investigation starts just uncovering so many secrets and lies and other mysterious deaths tied to this family and twists and turns in every direction. And you really couldn't make this story up. Like I always say, the truth is stranger than fiction. That's definitely the case with the Murdaughs. Alex Murdaugh's financial crimes start coming out first. That he has been stealing from his own law firm and clients for at least 10 years. His law firm, they approached him the day of the murders. That we know something's happened. Well, after his family was murdered, they backed off. But just gave him, a month or two? I don't know. He one day reports that he has been shot on the side of the road. And I know, when I first heard about it, I was like, maybe there is someone after his family for revenge. Remember when we first heard about that?
What did my day?
You said no. You said I think that
he did this.
Yes, he did.
It's getting completely ridiculous.
I know. It really was. So this comes out of
shoot in the head, you would be dead.
Yeah, this comes out. Even when I first heard it, I thought, oh my gosh, he's dead. There really was somebody after the family. But he was not dead. It was a superficial wound. So this comes out that Alex set or made the whole thing up. He says that he wanted his client, or cousin Eddie, to shoot him. So his remaining living son could collect $10 million life insurance money.
So there's insurance fraud. Get to the list. Bullshit.
Yeah, I know. I guess these guys just adding up. But obviously, you and I both think that he set this up because he knew the police were onto him for the killing of his wife and son. So he tried to stage this attempted murder of himself. That's what I think happened. Is that what you think happened?
Oh, yes, for sure.
That was
thrown off the trail. But I think they knew a lot more sooner than we knew that they did.
They were
pretty good at keeping that under wraps. But I think they knew a whole lot more even before that happened. They kept it quiet. Like they were already onto him for sure.
Yeah. And to me, I think that just made him look more guilty. And I think that made the police think he looked more guilty. Yeah. That he would stage this shooting. So Alex gets charged for all his financial crimes, gets disbarred, and for all these charges alone, he could serve up to 100 years in jail. So,
drug addict.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I didn't forget.
And all of a sudden, in the same day, I did all these terrible things, had a pill problem.
I'm also an opioids addict. Right. That's what he said. And not that he didn't take some pills, right? Okay, maybe he did take some pills. Maybe Alex. But there was a picture of the family right before they were killed, and Alex was a heavy I think he'd be like skinny. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he got real skinny when he went to prison.
Yeah, because he couldn't eat, drink alcohol, and do all that. I think that's why people get skinny when they go to prison. It's like
an alcohol. He may have had a pill problem. It may have been like that, like a legit addiction. But it wasn't to the point where he lost his mind so much that he did all this. Like, that's why he stole his client's money, or that's why he tried to have Cousin Eddie shoot him on the side of the road. He did, because he's a liar.
Yeah, and oh, remember, actually, he went to rehab after that. After the fake shooting, because of his...
I got to go to rehab. Can't go to jail.
Yeah, I'm out. And so while they're investigating these murders of Maggie and Paul, there are two other murders that come back to light. In 2015, a gay boy from their town, Stephen Smith, was murdered, even though they first ruled it a hit and run. He was said to be in a relationship with a prominent man in town at the time of his murder. Some, even his mother, heard he was involved with Alex's son Buster at the time of his death. Small town gossip spreads like crazy. Buster was never even questioned, and Alex's brother called Stephen's mother the next day and offered to represent her pro bono, which was
that really wasn't weird. Uncle Randy, right? It was to the other one.
It must have been the only one that was a lawyer. One's a lawyer and one is a sales, like tractors, things like that, like big equipment. This brother, the one that's the attorney, especially probably after the law firm, I think he tried to separate himself from Alec. He wasn't
John Marvin or Randy?
Randy's.
Yeah.
But Alec could have called his brother and been like, I need you to do a favor for me. I can't do it because it's going to look too suspicious. Can you do this favor for me? So that, because they're going to accuse my son, Buster, and Randy might have not known what, I mean, it was his brother at that time. 2015, he didn't even know his brother was stealing from the law firm.
Prominent man. And then there are all these stories. He said it was a group of guys that came up in a truck or so. I can't remember.
Well, the rumor that Stephen's mom said, that it was Buster and some guys that came up after softball practice, and that, I don't know, he had run out of gas. We know that for sure. Okay. And he was seeing an older gay man he was talking to on the phone. And the man said, are you walking down the road? Because his car ran out of gas. He was walking down the road, I think, or either someone picked him up, and he was never walking down the road. But he was found in the middle of the road a little ways from his car. But he asked this man to come get him. And the man was like, I don't have any gas. This older man that he was seeing. So I guess they don't think he's a suspect at all because he never, like, left the house or whatever.
I mean, they probably could be his phone record.
Yeah, and Buster, I'm not saying that he did it. All I'm saying that, because obviously you're innocent until proven guilty, and he's not even been questioned at all. It's just that in the report, when they went back and looked, Buster's name gets brought up a lot of times with the rumors and people they talk to. And it could just be rumors.
Like Tudor, Stephen tutored Buster and stuff.
Right. Yeah, and it could be rumors, but Stephen's mom wrote a letter to the police and accused Buster and said that she had heard from plenty of people that Buster had done this to her son. Or was involved. I do not know, but it seems like Buster is like the good one of the family, but I don't know. It's just something was covered up and something was connected to the murder.
They said that these injuries were consistent with being beaten with something. If they're all the way back from softball practice, a softball bat would certainly did the job.
He had, blunt force trauma. And they said, I just can't believe they ruled it as a hit and run and just almost closed the case. Okay, well, somebody still hit him, even if it was a hit and run. They need to still find out who hit him.
But they said that he wouldn't have been found that way in the middle of the road. And like his shoes were still on and tied. And if he had been hit, it's shady. And
it's good that this is getting looked at again, obviously, because Stephen Smith's family deserves justice and he does too. It's so sad. So that is being reopened. And I just hope whoever's responsible is caught and tried. And the other suspicious death is in 2018, the Murdaugh's longtime housekeeper apparently fell down the Murdaugh's front steps, brick steps, and hit her head. She was taken to the hospital and was actually stable when she got to the hospital, but then she suddenly dies a few days later.
After Ella goes and visits.
And they say that on the Netflix documentary. Morgan says that, Paul's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
And thank goodness, Morgan, they say that. She says that to me, the Netflix documentary is the best one because they interview the people that are actually involved, not like the hearsay people or the...
And they know he's a liar because he says multiple times in his interviews with the police that he was there when she fell. And he was not there.
No, he wasn't. But he did go visit her in the hospital. And
then he got Paul on the phone saying, Ma'am, why are you asking? Will you stop asking questions? Wherever I'm like,
I know he sounds like a little shit. I mean, even though nobody deserves to die, even if you're a little shit.
He deserved to die like that, but no. Still, that was little, that was hush, boy.
I know. So Alex told her kids, Gloria's kids, the housekeeper, she was a nanny, everything. He tells her kids at the funeral, I'm going to give you a lawyer's name and I want you to sue me, which that just doesn't make any sense anyway. And this all came out in the investigation. Alex did have the lawyer sue him and he got $4 million and did not pay those boys.
Because he had insurance again.
Yes.
So it wasn't really him. She sued.
He sued his insurance company, but it was his insurance he was paying for. And the boys never saw a dime. And then they say in the Netflix documentary, because I'd never heard this before, but he even took out a commercial insurance policy on his home where Gloria fell and later died a month before the accident. Is that not like, he's just finding ways to get money? That's what makes me think he's definitely involved.
Yeah, funny old pills. It's not that diabolical. Yeah. They don't think like that.
I don't know. I don't know what he's on, but he's just, I don't know what happened. Even her kids, though, have come out and said that they think that their mom, it wasn't like she wasn't murdered. But I think that I thought about this. I was like, what if it comes out that she was murdered? I think the kids, because I think they got a new attorney and did end up getting some money. What if, okay, so if it's not an accident, that insurance policy, if it's already been paid, they might have to pay the money back. Think about it.
They can't pay it back. They never got it.
No, I think they've gotten a new attorney and they've gotten money since then. I think, and I could be completely wrong. But
they're probably not going to, I mean, I don't know if they're still looking to it. If it was murder or not, that's going to be super hard to figure out because nobody that was there when it happened is alive anymore. Not her, not Paul, not Maggie.
I know, but I think that they were going to, how do you say it? Exhume her body.
Exhume her body. But yeah. I mean,
they're going to do Stephen Smith too.
The best they can hope for out of that is to find that she died in the hospital from something other than her injuries.
From like putting a pillow over her face.
Yeah.
I mean,
injecting something into her IV or whatever loony thing. I don't know.
I know. All right. Then a year after Paul and Maggie, it was about a year or maybe a little over a year, were murdered. Alex Murdaugh is charged with their murders. So what obviously we think the motive is, right? Maggie wanted a divorce and all his financial crimes were going to be exposed. The motive for killing Paul was the boat crash lawsuit he was in and also going to expose all the stuff that Alex done. That's what, you know, we think. And it was weird that the boat crash was a few days away, the pretrials.
Yeah.
I think it was like he waited.
I mean, can't imagine that even if they didn't, like if they didn't, if none of this happened and nobody found out that he murdered them or whatever the case was, exactly how he, I'd like to know how his mind worked to think, how is this going to benefit me? Except because the lawsuits were against more than just Paul.
They were, but now that Paul's dead, it's just a civil lawsuit. So it's not, because in the trial, I watched a lot of the trial, and Alec was like, you mean the civil case that's against me? It's like, remember when O.J. Simpson, they had the civil case against him? And he's never even paid that family and he didn't go to jail because he got found not guilty in the real trial, which, I mean, maybe totally different. I'm not an attorney. I just know that I heard Alex say the civil trial.
Yeah.
The
civil trial, you won't go to jail, but you do have to pay money and any money that you make will go towards that.
So they're definitely going to get money out of there's so much money he owes. I don't even know what's going to.
Oh, they're way back in the line for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So it's just so dumb because once those killings happened, so much more was exposed because of the killings. And
he was just a desperate man and just making terrible decisions
But you'd want to think he was on drugs to freaking kill your wife and kids or something it doesn't make any sense.
And I mean, just really violent too.
I know. On the March 3rd, 2023, Alex Murdaugh is found guilty of the double murders of his wife and son. He gets sentenced to two life. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I know it sounds like it does. But Mallory Beach's family is still pursuing the trial against the family. Buster has settled out of court with the boat crash victims. So it's something from his, like, a portion, I want to say like $500,000 maybe, from his mom's estate. Or I could be wrong. I know he got $500,000, I think, when they sold that.
That's all he got.
Yeah, no, I think that's all he got. But I don't know what he settled with them, but he got that money. But he did settle out of court with the victims. And they even said that Mallory Beach's parents' lawyer said Buster's been through enough and that they didn't want to pursue him. They were like fine with settling with him. Okay. So he's not in any trouble anymore with the boat crash. And I guess the only thing they could do for holding him accountable was the ID. He settled with them. And you and I were talking about there's so many new developments in the story every day. It's just crazy to read the news. And hopefully we'll find out more about Stephen Smith's case. That's not solved. The housekeeper, Gloria, it was kind of like that. She probably failed. We don't know if somebody pushed her. We don't know. You're right. I'm not sure if they can tell if they exhumed the body, if she was suffocated. But I would think it would be Alec that did it. And he's already in jail for 200 years.
Yeah.
But the Stephen Smith, I think that one really needs to get, they really need to like reexamine all that stuff and question everybody. Yeah. And really see about that one, because that one's just really sad. I just feel like they swept that one under the rug.
Yeah. Well, it was easy to do. But I will say that the biggest thing, like watching the, like all the stuff, was when they played the video on his phone. I mean, really, that Paul's friend that he was keeping his dog for, I felt sorry for him having to testify a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, that's his voice or whatever. But when I heard Alec's voice on the video, it made like my skin crawl. He's talking to his wife.
Yeah.
Kids are here. And then literally less than 5 minutes later,
he kills him.
And I'm like, how are you? I'm psycho.
Isn't that crazy? I should have already mentioned that, but that video was what solved the murder. Or the jury said that's what made them realize that he was guilty, because there's no way that if he's there 5 minutes before this video, he has no idea Paul even took. I don't even think he sent it to his friend. I think it was just, he didn't have time to send it. He took the video.
Yes, he did the video. They found it on because Paul's phone was on him when he didn't get his phone from him or whatever.
And
found the video and they're like,
And Maggie's phone was thrown out. And I'm like, why did he even throw Maggie's phone? I'm thinking he didn't see Paul's phone until he got back. Remember when he went to his mom's as his alibi? And then he got back from his mom's. And I think that's when he picked up Paul's phone, because they could tell Paul's phone was picked up. And I think that maybe he didn't, because why would he throw Maggie's phone out but not Paul's? Because I think they said Paul's phone was like under him. So he would have had to move Paul and get his phone.
I think he said that he touched them. So he probably tried to. But he literally said that his son's brains were out. I mean, I'm hoping that maybe that freaked him out enough that he'd stop. I don't know. It sounds like he just had that wouldn't even think.
That stopped. I know, but he had no idea about that video. You never know. Your kids are taking Snapchat videos. They're taking stuff all the time. I don't know why he was so dumb to not think that there was a possibility that there was a video taken by Paul.
I don't know how he did anything and not sound dumb. I mean, just his voice wasn't so dumb. Paul, I've been shot by like somebody else, evil.
And they said that on him going on the stand, he really thought he's a smart lawyer. He can outsmart, he can make these people, this jury, think that I'm innocent. And he actually made himself look so much worse, because he was like, Paul, and what did he say? What do you call Mags and all this? And I mean, I think at one time I did hear him, because I was like looking back at old interviews to see if he ever called him that before he was on the stand. And most of the time he did not call him that. But I think I saw somewhere where he said that.
One of the police interviews, I think he may have.
Yeah, I think he might.
Right, it was just too much.
Like he laid it on too thick.
Like all that smart, but he didn't convince me for shit.
No, he laid it on too thick. But they said it was that video that Paul took that was found on his phone, because it took him a while to get into the phone because the phone had a passcode. So that's another reason that Alec would have never, he didn't know the passcode. So he couldn't have deleted the video anyway. I just wonder why he took his wife's phone and didn't take his son's. I guess it was just like easier to grab or something.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I just think about it makes me feel some kind of way. I don't know. Just how is somebody nutty? And how can Buster still chit-chat with him on the phone? I mean, I get it. He's your dad and you can love him, but I'd love my dad from afar. I'm sorry you're in prison and all, but I got to go.
I feel like Buster sounds annoyed with him, though, on the prison phone
call. He does on some things. And I almost fell out at the end when he said, hey, are they doing a Netflix? Netflix doing this? Is what you're worried about?
Yes, I know.
What do you say? I want some beef jerky, some something, I guess, playing.
He's like driving John Marvin's wife crazy, I think, like calling her all the time, wanting her to put money on his book and stuff like that. It's what it sounded like in the videos.
Get him some commissary money or whatever.
Yes. Yes, Buster just did. I think it's like you want to believe that your dad's innocent. I'm sure part of him is probably relieved, because it's kind of, okay, if he is guilty, then they say he's guilty. So it's like, maybe I can start. I don't know how I would feel if that was my dad.
And he was kind of near right. He's like, what? And whatever.
To me, it makes me sound like he just is tolerating him, but he probably does think he's guilty, like in his like deep down, but he doesn't think he's guilty. Like he wants to believe he's not guilty. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's just what I think anybody would do that when they've got one parent left. A lot of times they believe the kids believe the parents. And I think it's just because it's just some kind of thing, like psychological thing where they're like, I don't want to believe. Then I have no parents. And it's just super sad. But to me, yeah, all the stealing and lying and cheating doesn't make you a murderer. But the two other deaths, too, are suspicious. And then they get killed. And then he tries to act like he's killing himself. And just there's so much more.
He had Eddie to do it for him.
I know. And Eddie didn't even do it, I don't think. They said, and then Eddie always wondered, okay, did he get Eddie? Because how could you really go through with killing your own wife and son? It seems like he would hire somebody. But I think they said Eddie had an alibi for those. I think he was in jail for during those murders. Because I was always thinking, okay, are they going to charge Eddie? Are they going to think Eddie helped him? But I'm pretty sure he had a pretty good solid alibi. The only other theory was the drug cartel or somebody that he owed money to. And they were, what if they shot him? They could tell that the guns were taken off the property. And they were like, there's no way that the cartel would get guns off the property and do it. And then make Alex.
Why would they want to have killed him? He was clearly there.
Why would they want to what?
Why would they not have killed him too? He was
clearly there. Like as a punishment, if you don't finish laundering our money, this is what we're going to do. Okay, well then if he gets found guilty, he can't launder their money anyway. So it doesn't make any sense. No.
He did it.
It's the only thing that makes sense. And that he was there minutes before. And that he lied and said that he wasn't at the kennel minutes before. And then he got on.
They don't. He said he wasn't there ever.
Yeah. And then he got on the stand and said he was there. He lied. I'm just like, oh my gosh. And he thought that was going
to
be.
He told one lie. I had to keep telling lies.
I know.
It's true. But at some point, you got to say, okay, let's pump the brake.
Yeah.
Let me keep them clean before I get on the stand.
He thought that was going to be good for him. That was so dumb. We'll see what comes out. Maybe we can do an update. I'm really hoping that Stephen Smith's murder is solved because that one is just so sad and not fair. I hope Buster didn't do it. I'm not going to lie because I just think that it's just almost just too unbelievable to think that every...
There's some good in that family. Something good.
I know. Or what if Buster, and I'm not saying that Buster's gay at all. He could be 100,000,000% straight. But what if they were having a relationship and then Alec found out about it or something and did something. I doubt that, but
anything's possible at this point.
I definitely think anything's possible at this point. You're right. And if you have not seen any documentaries, there's so many. HBO Max has a pretty good one, but Netflix has the best one.
So yes, this one.
Got to go watch it because we didn't even scratch the details of the story of all these things that happened. I just wanted to go back over it, update on everything that's happened, transpired since then. Because when we did this story, we had no idea he was going to be found guilty of their murders.
Don't trust your soul, no backwoods Southern lawyer.
That is definitely the truth here. And that is crazy, isn't it?
It is.
All right, we'll stay on top of it. And thanks for listening. I wanted to say that after we recorded this episode, there has been a development in the case of Stephen Smith. There is two people of interest that have been named, and it is not Buster Murdaugh. So I just wanted to let y'all know that, and we'll keep following this case. Thanks again.